must have a turning point in your life, you are the initiator, not God. God will rise to help you, but you will do the initiative of God's involvement. When you watch over your life, you are just watching Jesus, just going now, and you're adding here to yourself. Hey, let me tell you, church, nothing will happen. When the debtors were making plans to see the children, God was there, but he didn't hear anything. Until no one came and cried. And these people also, they cry in Egypt. And the Bible says, I heard their cry. God, tell your neighbor, God will never hear your watching of your situation. When you are watching it, or you are sighing, because it doesn't move God. If you want to be turned, it's in your hands. Nothing about that matter will change in your life until you stand up. Until you arise and tell yourself, enough is enough. Nobody has a turning point in their comfort zone. Nobody. Nobody. And if God will turn you around for good, you need to arise. Tell that situation, the end has come. Denying yourself of sleep, you will have to give yourself unto fasting. Study the word. Engage God with your faith. But while you sleep, walk throughout the day and sleep throughout the night. My brother, it's a joke to be talking about turning point or turnaround. It doesn't happen that way. Hannah has been in Shiloh for many years. Going there and talking. Going there and do like others. Not like many of us there will be doing like others. But let me tell you, our challenges are not the same. Your own may call for a total shutdown of everything. Somebody's own may not call for a total shutdown. And yet, he or she may get his or her turnaround. But if your own call for a total shutdown, please shut down. Hannah has been going like any other person and doing whatever she wants to do, but nothing has changed in her life. Nothing changed in her life. And one day, tell your neighbor one day. Tell your neighbor again, today is your own day. The woman said, yeah, yes, sir. It's where to engage God. And that was where she was turned. God turned her life around. Her story also was turned around. The reproach she carried around as a barren woman was vanished. Turning point is not a song to sing. Turning point is not a wish. It's work that you must rigorously work at or carry out. I tell people, I say, he never pay you. When your matter pay you, everybody will know. I'm talking about worry and anxiety here. But your behavior shows it. Your action shows it. And they gave double portion in honor of a good wife. She take. She look at it. This is no longer my challenge in my life. Refuse to eat, to drink, and when people were playing and dancing, she withdraw to go and meet God. When last did you shut down your activities and your comfort to tell God, if you don't change my generation, I will go from you. Even when God help you to fast, you will not be able to do it. Say it's your work. It's not your work, it's your children. It's not your children, it's something else. There's an arrangement to help you to shape your destiny. You will not. Glory to God. May God Almighty show us mercy. In the name of Jesus. So turning point is not a child. It's not a sing. It's not a song you sing. It's not what you confess in your mouth. It's my turning point. My turning point. Yes. Thank God that you know that it's your turning point. But the question is, what are you doing to get God involved to turn your life around? Lack of this understanding is a problem. And has made many people to become victims of fake prophets. You are looking for who will do it for you. It doesn't work. I go back to that 2 Kings chapter 4. That widow of the prophets. The prophet has always been there. But the woman was silenced. Until everything she has lived for in her life was to be taken away from her. No husband, there are no children. Yet that in torture, she came up to ask God, I'm a God servant, for divine turn around. And God turned around. Glory be to God. Today is Thanksgiving service, and I want us to go to Thanksgiving immediately. Thanksgiving and your turning point. What is the relationship? We are not thanksgiving. Gratitude. Appreciating God and men at all times. Just remain grateful. Always remember where God picked you from and where you are today. And remain grateful to Him. Express your heart, your gratitude, your thankfulness at all times unto Him. Psalm 34 and verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. Whether you are happy or you are not, you will bless the Lord at all times. Somebody once told me, a pastor, we were talking, and he said, God is more concerned about us than we are concerned about ourselves. And I said, yes. Later the Holy Spirit told me, no, it's not correct. God truly is concerned about you. But can I tell you, if you are not concerned about yourself, there's nothing God can do for you. So from that day, I changed my mind. So God is not more concerned about you than you are concerned about yourself. Truly, He's concerned about you. He wants a change for you, a turnaround for you. But when you fold your hand, you are not even concerned about yourself. He does not force blessing on people. He does not force miracle on people. No miracle happens without the cooperation of man. And on the first day of this month, I told you that there's no supernatural turnaround, nothing supernatural without the cooperation of man. Nothing of God can take place without the participation of woman. God is powerful, we know it. Before he had the rest, he told them, say, move forward. He did not say so. He wanted them to participate. He said, move forward. The river has not been opened. The sea has not been opened. The tea has not gone dry. But he said, move. If they had refused to move, that would have been the end. Because Moses needed to go close to the river before he can slide the river or the sea for it to pass. You can't stay here and stand that river like now with your hand. Can you do it? You need to go closer. It's a move. Every supernatural happiness needs the participation of man. And so when men refuse to participate, God is helpless. They are being the idea of many people. I know God will do it. I know I will become this. I know I will become that. I know I will be rich. I know I will be that. I know I will be healed. But your action does not match your word. You will never get it. Sometimes I ask myself, how will you mean when you don't know? When you don't know? They face one direction. They don't look this way or look this way. Thanksgiving and your turning point. Thanksgiving serves as a very powerful spiritual catalyst for turnaround. If you are full of thanks, you'll be full of his blessing. Your turnaround and your new dawn will be established by God when he meets a man or a woman whose heart is always grateful. God's thanksgiving will transform you completely. It will transform your worries, your anxieties, your pains into testimony, into divine rest. You will be moving from pillar to post. A man who has already been engrossed with thanksgiving does not move from pillar to post. It's balanced, it's stable, and it's always at rest. There could be challenges, but they can never weigh him down. He's never thrown off balance. It's always stable in his ways. Thanksgiving. Also, we unlock your breakthroughs completely through the sacrifice of praise. But a thanksgiver is a praiser. He's a man whose heart is not full of offense, either towards God or towards man, but is grateful. At every point of his life, he's grateful. So when you choose gratitude in all the conditions of your life, despite what you are going through, you have every right as human being to complain. You choose not to, but to tell God thank you. Your focus is shifted from problem to God's power and God's ability to help you. You are not focusing on what you are going through. That does not mean that you are not concerned. This does not negate what I said earlier. You are taking very bold step of faith through your prayers, through what you need to do as human beings. Remember, some sickness in your body will not go until half rest. No matter the drug you take. Am I correct? So if you don't give your body rest, how will it happen in your life? Part of that faith is to create time to rest and pity yourself. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So choose gratitude. Shift your focus from your problem and to God's power and his ability to help you. And he will do it. This will initiate restoration. It will also bring you to God's presence at all times. Each time you wander away out of God's presence, you wander into the hands of your enemies. You wander into the hand of flesh. You wander into the hands of problems. For as long as you abide in his presence, God Almighty. As in the case of Paul and Silas in the book of Acts 16:25 and 26. Acts 16:25-26. When they choose praise over their problem, they were locked and chained. But they didn't sit down there and be weeping. And then that if they break over them there, they are going to be sentenced to death. The council was already waiting for them. in the morning to kill them. But they just choose to celebrate God. And that was the end. God released them from prison and God blessed them. Glory be to God. We want to be turned around. Gratitude is the catalyst. Thanksgiving is what to do. We truly want a turnaround. Remain grateful. Never you forget where you were yesterday. Where God brought you out from. Where that man, that woman brought you out from. And how life has changed for good for you. I know you have seen something better now that you want to be. If you always see your future and don't see your past, you will never be grateful for anybody, to anybody or to God. Aspiration for better life will be your focus. You will never tell God thank you for yesterday. I wasn't like this yesterday. God, thank you for bringing me here. That does also negate that you will not have dream for tomorrow. There is a point a man gets to in life. Hear me and hear me well. There's a point in which man gets to in life that he no longer creates time for thanksgiving. He himself becomes an embodiment of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is what you do. Thanksgiving is what you become. And when a man becomes a thanksgiving, he has conquered offense. Offense both in God and offense in men. He can't be set off balance by anything, by anybody. And this is the point God wants every one of us to get to. When we become a thanksgiving, a living that gives thanks 24 hours, your actions, your word, your poetry, everything, the thought of your heart is giving thanks. You have become a thanksgiving. This is what God wants us to become. But the realm of thanksgiving is what we do. And what you do, you can forget to do it. You can also do it not enough. But what you are is what you are. If what God is doing in your life is not enough for you, you are still in the realm of thanksgiving. When you tell him thank you. Or the small, small offense in your heart about it. If what your friend, your parents, your loved ones are doing for you is not enough, you still feel that no, they are not doing enough for me. You will have done this more. You will have done this for me. Sir, no, you go to tell them thank you. Say 5 minutes, thank you. I appreciate you. I celebrate you. But there's still a vacuum in your heart. What you are doing is thanksgiving. But God wants you to go beyond it. That is the realm you live in his presence when it becomes a thanksgiving. May we live in praise. May we live in thanks. May we become thanksgiving and not thanks, and not just a thanksgiver alone. And because what you do, you can forget to do it. Don't forget. What you do also, you may do it but not adequate or enough for the person to be satisfied. But what you are is what you are. At any point you express yourself, you say, now so you be. To when you become a thanksgiving. You have read the realm where God is always satisfied with you. He's always happy. You live in his presence. You become a carrier of God's power. No more grudges. No more offense. You are no longer bitter. Glory be to God. May we become thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Because it will help us to continuously live in God's presence. Matthew 15, verse 22 to 28, where we read. Where you are a thanksgiving, nothing gets you off balance. No matter the approach of any man towards you, you are never balanced. Say, he insulted me. He neglected me. I've been talking to him or her. He didn't even answer me. A tax level does not say offense. Look at the story of that woman, the woman of Cana. She came to Jesus and said, at first, he didn't approach him. She approached Jesus with thanksgiving, with worship. Oh, son of David, have mercy upon me. This is my case. The Bible says the Lord answered her nothing. If you are the one, will you continue talking? Somebody ignore you to that level. Will you talk again? No, you'll be offended. But a thanksgiving, a man who has become a thanksgiving, does not say offend anything. Not just that, the disciple came and said, Jesus, send her away from here. He's crying over us. Was he begging for food? Answer me, church. Was he begging for money? Was he begging for anything other than the healing of her daughter? Nothing. He said, drive her away. And to add salt to injury, Jesus called and said, madam, it is not good for me to give food that is meant for children here. See, everybody here, they are my children. Only use a dog here. No pastor will say this to any church member and still have that member in the church. That is the end. And that member will not go alone. He will make sure that he invites CNN, AIT, everybody to broadcast the wicked pastor. Who call her what? Who call her what? Dog. And people will say, hey. They call you dog. You see, they go there. I tell you, when you become a tax living in tanks, and tanks living in you, you don't get offended. When you see a man who is offended about little thing in church, and they say, I know they go there again. Check what is inside of them. The woman pressed. He said, yes, I agree, I'm a dog. Even the crumb that fall from the master's table, the dog do what? They eat it. Let me eat the crumbs. What I want is the deliverance of my daughter. Turn me around. Turn my life around. I become a shame to everybody in my society because of my daughter. They are giving her several names in the community. Just remove this from my life. There are certain people who, because of insult, in quotes, has missed out of their destiny. They know too much. They are so important in their own eye to themselves that they cannot stand the test of any little insult. That insult, the quote. So say, you, woman, I've never seen a woman like you. Not a faith initially like your own. And that was the end of the trouble of her daughter. She was turned around. Thanks, living. When you are still picking offense, check your life. When you enter this realm of this woman, who herself was a thanks living, you are simply flowing in the supernatural. Nothing can be impossible for you to do. I've had where pastors tell their member or a member, come and see me by 12 or so. And the member told somebody that she's not going to come. But the way the man talked to me last time, I didn't like it. Who is the loser? Not the pastor. He's an agent of change. God raised every of his servants as either an offense that will cross men or that will lift others. In the book of Luke, he said, this child is brought forth for the rising of many. And for what? And for the falling of many. Don't line up behind those who will fall. Take the insult. They didn't embrace you. They didn't hug you. They didn't tell you you are a wonderful woman. You dress better. You are a good man. You are so wonderful. You are so committed. They didn't tell you that one. Leave it. That's not what you need. What you need is your turnaround. Go for it. So today I want to see Bishop Abioye in Abuja, his office. That then they were saying Durumi. And one of the day I went to, he gave me an appointment to come. So when I sat down for be able to see him, the secretary first asked me, where are you coming from? He said, I'm from Kaduna. Any appointment? I said, yes. It's okay. Today, I said, yes. That means I want to have my name in his record. He didn't open any book. I sat down there. Later he came back and said, hey, where do you say you come from, sir? I said, from Kaduna, sir. See, Bishop is not seeing anybody today. I said, okay. I didn't stand up. I sat down there. The man is in the office. He will pass this door today. The small boy came up. It's not up to my son. He said, okay, it's not up to my son. What small boy like that? Came up again. I said, you know, go home. I said, I'm from Kaduna. He said, you haven't heard? We've been singing Kaduna. I smile. God, if you want to get at me, I'll quickly cover with what? A smile. I said that. Not more than 2 minutes. The man just opened his door. He went to peep who is at his waiting room. I saw two of us. He looked at me. From where, sir? This is the bishop. Telling me what? Sir. Hear me well. From where, sir? The yeah, yeah, boy, want to send me away. Boy, your guy is calling me who? Sir, where are you coming from, sir? I said, I'm from Kaduna. Ah, it's late now. I said, no, sir, no problem. I'll be here since morning. Google it after him. Sir, I'll be here since morning. I said, please come. If I had listened to him and get angry, that was the day I went to submit. The church has not started that time. But the proposal he asked me to write, the detail of how we want to organize the church and run this ministry, he asked me to bring it. That was plan number 9. March. It was still in my hand and I gave him. He went through it. He prayed for me. When he think that I should ask something, he told me. But if I was a man who is late get offended by people's approach to me, you know, I will have missed that day. Now I will have been the end. I will never go there again, sir. He said, now God called me. I said, God called her. I said, God called me. Is he the one that sent me away? No, secretary. People have lost the opportunity. Because of offense. Glory be to God. Thanksgiving is the ultimate. For continuous turnaround and breakthroughs unlimited. Let's look at biblical examples of turning point through Thanksgiving. Biblical example of turning point through what? Through Thanksgiving. Number one, Jesus, our Savior himself. When he entered into the place where a man who had been dead for 4 days was buried. He activated the power to raise him up. Through what? Through Thanksgiving.
John 11, verse 41, 42.
He said, I thank you because you hear me always. Not Lord, read this man. Oh, he never asked for that. Somebody will ask me, why don't we see our needs? If you spend 90% of your time to tell God thank you, to thank him for this, in thanking him is also a prayer. You are also making a request. But when you make your threat, your request, through thanksgiving, you are telling God, you are able to do this for me. It's more effective. It's more powerful. I can't remember even when I'm praying for you members, it is thanksgiving. Oh, I know you know the need of this, your daughter. of this your son. He is the owner of this business. He is the owner of this company. I thank you what you are doing right now. I thank what you are going to do tomorrow. I thank what you will be doing every day for him and for her. Sir, that is prayer in the cheapest means. Now when you are hitting the wall, I think God is deaf. Jesus was here. He was to raise a man from death after 4 days of burial. What did he do? He activated the power that will bring the man out of the grave. There's nothing dead in your life that you can't activate through thanksgiving. Even when you fast, let your thanksgiving prayers be more than the requests and intercessions that you are doing around. This kind of mindset of thanksgiving will never make anything possible for you to do. There's nothing you dare that you won't have. You will never lose any battle of life when you have this mindset, when you're approaching God. Lord, I thank you because you hear me always. He has not made a request. He has not said, come out. He has not said, don't come out. He just said, Lord, as I approach this dead body of 4 days, men say it's already smelling. I thank you, Lord, because you hear me always. Can you approach God in that form? Can you tell him, Lord, I thank you because you hear me always? Men may call me barren, but I know I'm not barren. I thank you because you hear me always. Men may call me jobless, but I know I'm not jobless. Lord, I thank you because you hear me always. Lord, I thank you because I can't lose favor with men. I am favored already. I'm a favored being. I thank you. A thanksgiving. A man who has become a thanksgiving like Jesus himself. Who himself is God. But when he came here, he said, look, I thank you because you hear me always. That means everything I ask you, you have never not answered my prayer. You answer my prayer every day, every time. Sir, ma, can you have that kind of mindset? If you have it, you can't lose any battle in life. Men may come against you, it doesn't matter, they're irrelevant. But you keep winning them, you keep succeeding. Small complaint, small here, small there, destroy your chance of having God on your side. Jesus operated on the frequency of thanksgiving, of thanksgiving. Always grateful to God. You can't have this kind of life. I am still waiting when God will talk to you by himself. I told God, I said, Lord, I have showed them example. Every last Sunday of the month, I come. It's not the money. How much is the offering? Nobody fix it for me. But there's no last Sunday of the month, I don't ask you to join me to thank God. When will you ask someone to join you to thank God? What will it take you to register your thanksgiving once in a month? And you think that thanksgiving must carry big money. It's not. It's because you are not yet a thanksgiving. I can't be comfortable in a month. I didn't call people to join me to thank God. It's not possible. It's already in my system. It boils in my blood. It's rooted in my heart. I'm waiting when end of the month we'll have about 20, 30 people here who will have registered. And they will call their names and say, come out. Come and dance and praise them. You don't know what that do in your life. This is my monthly thanksgiving. I know what it does in your own life as a pastor. That's why you don't call me the night. I have peace. Hey, come oh, and we take time, it's 1 o'clock. My son, oh, my daughter, oh, my husband, oh, my wife, oh, nothing like that. Peace everywhere. Even cases that they will say there's no hope. God has given us hope here. You are complaining about your business. You don't do well. When will you come and thank God for it? That you don't have a business. There are people like you who want to be selling pure water. They don't have means of selling it. They are waiting until your business grow and consume the whole of Budende. But now the business is shrinking. It's going down. The life of that business is thanksgiving. The life of the church is thanksgiving. It's not fasting and prayer. In the darkest of the night, my hands are up. One day I was praying in the house and I asked myself, Matthias, it's like we have religious spirits. I said, why are you closing your eyes inside darkness? You know what somebody is praying, oh? Huh? I want to give one, I want to show something. You are praying here, you close your eyes, God don't want to see anybody. Is that not understandable? But when there's no light, everywhere that you can't even see where you are marching, and here you are still praying, and do what? And close your eyes. What happened? It has become what? A lifestyle. So it's not where you see or where you don't see that determines how you close your eyes. That's how thanksgiving is. So it's not what happened to your life. It's not what you have, what you don't have, that determines how far you go. Or what thanks you give to God. Glory be to God. When all you do in your prayers is thanksgiving, your life has become a life of thanksgiving. You are getting to the class of God. That is, you are living a life of gratitude and never get offended in God and in man. Number two, Jesus again. Our turning point through thanksgiving. Jesus was about to feed 5,000 men. No women counted and no children, according to the Bible. John chapter 6 and verse 11. And Jesus looked, took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he didn't ask God for multiplication. When you open your storehouse in your house to cook, and every place you open are empty, dried, you run to your purse to open your purse, there's just nothing. How many people can raise their two hands and say, Lord, I thank you because you feed me always? Instead, it's complaining. Right, will live after the law. What kind of life is this one? Eh? See, children are here. See me now. I can't do this. No food. No that. He, one man here, he took what was not enough to feed two people. And he had 5,000 people. Even the little, those even half little, they will never appreciate God. Because it can't solve their problem. Say, wait. Is this what all that I can have? Is this all that God can give me? That's why somebody call you and give you cash. And say, madam, look at me. Madam, show me. And call you and say, madam, take. I dash you. You stand before the man, you are counting the money. Are you going to say it's not complete? You know why you're counting it?
To know the level of thanking you will do.
You are expecting 10K, and the man gave you 20 naira, gave you 10. How much? 100 naira. And you're expecting him to give you 10K, and you say, ah, no, thank you. That's all. That's why somebody dash money, you are counting it. In my place, it's an offense to count money when they dash you in that man's presence. Say, well, look, when you have a glove, so. People do this to God. What do you give me?
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God. The challenge for Jesus to feed 5,000 men. What did he do? He gave thanks. When you get to this point, you can never in your life be stranded. There are times that in the church you want to do something. And at the end of the month, for that, our income can't do it. But I've never called anybody here or next, either in the church or anywhere. You see, we are planning to do this end of this month, and the money is not enough. What do we do now? We thought we are going to. It's thanksgiving. Thank him. That means not good enough for that month. We carry it forward. If what is your hand is small, can't. Is that enough for you? The best thing for you to do is to give thanks. Celebrate God that you have something small. And this was multiplied. The bread was multiplied. The fish too were multiplied. Number three. The thankful leper who has his own turn around or turning point via thanksgiving. His healing was never a turning point for him. But anywhere he go on this earth, they will know that this man was once a leper. The paws were not coming out again. But the chopped hand and fingers and fingernails remained there. The one that bends, he remained bent, but no more paws. That means he has been healed. And there were 10 that God healed that day. But this man, he turned back to God to tell God, thank you. He was not just healed. The Bible says he was made whole. Every trace of leprosy, his finger becomes just like any of us here. He was torn around. He can marry anybody's daughter. There was no trace. Luke 17, 15 to 17. So when you notice a small change in your life, in your fear, not up to what you desire, the change you are looking for is like a small light in that tunnel, just beam. But even yourself cannot say this thing has been done. But you are feeling that there's already a change. There's already a happening in my body, in this business, in this one. You don't give time. You are saying, continue your prayer. Lord, do it. Lord, do it. That's what many of you say you do. The small change that you saw disappear. So I thought that this thing has even happened. After 2 days, after 1 week, what happened? This thing disappeared. It's because you don't know the method. The method is not crying to God. Do it again. The method is what? Thanksgiving. This man saw something, but that was not all that he needed. The pus, the dripping, the smell that come with leprosy has stopped. But anybody that saw him say, will know that this man was once a leper. And he wanted that one change. What did he do? He came to light. The Bible says he worshiped. Read the scripture. He worshiped. He glorified God. So I said, where are the remaining 9? Are he 10 of you? Well, they are not here. For you that came, he made whole. That was the end. That was the master's point. He became as real as any man in that city. You are believing God for children. 2 days now, you have not seen what you need to see. The first place you run to is hospital. But you didn't run to God to thank him. They tell you there is negative. Put that in your mind and destroy your mind for you. And 3 days after, everything was evident that there's nothing inside you. You didn't know how to catch it. Through all last week, you saw nothing in your shop. I just go and come in. And then this is Tuesday of a new week. Somebody came and bought something of 150 naira. You look at it. Lord, after the prayer I prayed last week. So this is my answer. My answer is how much? 150 naira. Oh God, do more for me. Change it. You are destroying yourself. Tell God, I thank you. Praise him. Give him thanks. Celebrate God. Be a thanks living. Before you know, it may look small. Before you know, the perfection over it will come. That was what the leper did. Glory be to God. It may be small. Any area of your life, a small change that you want, but not up to the quality or the level you want it, please don't go back to prayer. Go back to thanksgiving. Celebrating. Lord, I'm noticing something. Something's happening already in my life. It's happening in my marriage. It's happening in my business. Keep giving thanks. What are you doing? You are multiplying it. You are multiplying your miracles. That's how it works. One day we read the scriptures in the book of Matthew. And Jesus continued all night. And God asked me, where are his members all night? Quickly went to the other verses. Check. I didn't see anybody follow him there. But they even put a loan. And he continued with God alone all night. You know why all night prayers in churches does not increase anything in them? Most of them are poor churches. Very, very poor. You are richer than them. They never tell God, thank you. They are there to go and attack Satan. And let me tell you, no single man can conquer Satan. Except the one Jesus has conquered for him. So it is your interest to make God happy. Satan can overcome us. We are church of thanksgiving. We are church of gratitude. We are church of appreciation. It's good. We want to do all night. Do all night. But I find that it is always personal. Not collective. When like you do all night in your own house? When I do wake up in the morning and say, I'm not going out today. I will lock myself here. It's me and God. No food, but I'm going to face God. Most of the miracle of Jesus, he got them done alone where he waited on God in the night. Not when he carried disciples. But when he carried them one day, they were sleeping. They couldn't pray for 1 hour. They slept off. They have not been used to it. Glory be to God. Number 4, the last one. The woman of Cana. Well, we're ready for our call to worship. Matthew 15, 20 to 28. Matthew 15. This woman remained grateful in the face of neglect. Refusal of attention. Not many people can take it, though. You can't take it. She remained grateful, and that changed her life completely. She got a turning point at that point where she refused to be offended. She leave her. And they gave her names. Dog. This. That. You talk. Nobody will answer you. And yet, she didn't get angry and turn back. But she still remained grateful. At one of the scriptures there,
can you continue? Yes, sir. Continue again. Continue the next verse. Can you hear? Then came she and did what? And worship him. And say what? Lord. Will you call a man, a woman who neglect you, sir, or ma? Maybe God give him, God can give him my own too. Now what do you say? You are not my God. There are people who are your God. Know it and know it for good for yourself. Even their thought of their heart blesses you. I can place a curse on you. They're your God. Who put them there? They could be ordinary human beings on the streets, but God placed them there at that time to take his place to help you. Don't look down on them. This woman refused to be offended. She was grateful. She was grateful. Despite all the intimidations around her, she was grateful. Will you remain grateful? Her life turned around because this woman has become a thanks lady. You can't shift her. She can't get offended by anything you do. He says she remained grateful. Her desire was her focus, not offense. She was constantly fixing her problem, not fixing an offense, or fixing a blame. May God help us. So, Thanksgiving is not just a holiday where you break, so go and do it and come back. No. But it must become a lifestyle that we live in. It must become us while we also become Thanksgiving. At that point, we are also known as Thanksgiving. This is the ultimate. This is the point God wants every of his children to get to. And when you arrive there, that's the end. That's the end. Nothing on earth can overcome you again. You can never be conquered by anything when you become a thanksgiving. Can I have the thanksgiving rising up around and giving God thanks? Can you please rise? You are a thanksgiving. Your lifestyle, the whole of your life revolves in thanksgiving. Give him thanks. No matter what you are going through now, say, Lord, I thank you because I'm going through this. Measure that issue of your life. Say it! The victory is there for you. Your turn around is today, not tomorrow. Thank him. Don't complain. Just thank him. Thank you, Lord, because of passing me through this road. I know you will take me to the end of it and bring the gold in me out for the world to see. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Can we lift our two hands up to him and worship in reference to him? I say, Lord, here we are. Here I am, Lord. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your voice. Your voice of thanksgiving. Appreciate the Almighty. Lord, I'm grateful. 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 Hey, Jesus, precious name.